Today we're talking a little bit about Kevin Durant, the amazing basketball player that is now with the Golden State Warriors. Free agency came about, and he had the opportunity, and he went from Oklahoma City to San Francisco, California. The question I have for you, and when I think about him, is what do you want? What do you want? See, this is a young man. I think he grew up in the D.C. area, ultimately got an opportunity to play for Texas for college, and got drafted and picked up by the Seattle Supersonics, that ultimately a team that became the Oklahoma City Thunder. I believe he's played at least 9 seasons there, and he's always been well-liked, very much loved by the people of Oklahoma City, invested, was seen in the media as somebody that's just a nice guy who seemed to love the people there, played with an outstanding guard in Russell Westbrook, became most valuable player 1 year. And in his speech, he was in tears, and it was a fantastic speech that ultimately gave credit to his mother in calling her the MVP. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room as he's talking about that. Well, after the amount of seasons that he played there, and as I said, he's already, I believe, taken them to an NBA Finals, and even the season where this past year they were one game away from the NBA Finals, and a few possessions away from potentially getting there. And so what happens is it seems that we're living in a day that now regards greatness based on how many rings one has. It's not that they were a great player. When there are many great players over the years that never made it to the championship, let alone winning the championship. And so that can be hard because you keep hearing, man, somebody's worth is based on how many rings they have. You think of the fact that Jerry West, I believe he made 8 finals and only walked away with 1 ring, and yet that's the logo. He is the picture, the logo of the NBA. So today, would that have been acceptable? Seems like the thing that says I have most value is those rings. And so many times Michael Jordan is the standard, even though you look at Bill Russell and he even has more rings than fingers. But listen to some of the things that Kevin Durant has said. He says, my style has changed and evolved mainly because I've grown to have more confidence in myself. He says, with everything I do, I just try to be myself. And he also said, you know, I don't want to stand out too much. Well, that's a hard thing to do when you're the height he is, I believe 6'10", and has amazing scoring ability. He says, I always want to win because I never want to sit out on the sidelines outside. He even said something that tied to something quite religious. He said, I just want to grow spiritually with the Lord. I'm keeping strong at it, just trying to make my walk with faith a little better. And then he said, my time is now. So all those quotes are made at different times, and they're written down, and they're looked at as, this is something of value. We'll put this down in a quote list. The thing I want us to think about today is, what do we really want? Do we want people to like us? And sometimes it seems that there is a chameleon-type atmosphere that seems to take over, especially young men. They're like, they want to be good in each group that they're in. They want to be looked at as somebody at certain times. If you were talking religion, they would be a person that would talk religious. If they want to be a person. I'm a person of the world. I understand how to talk like the world. I can swear. I can cuss. I can do all these things. And at that point, they become that person. So whatever group they're in, they do fine because they know how to kick it into that language, into that way of speaking. I look at Kevin Durant and I go, I believe he's somebody that would like to be liked. He seems to be raised that way, and there's nothing wrong with that unless you at some point aren't really yourself. Like, down deep, he wanted to win. So he went and got picked up by the Golden State Warriors. And as a result of that, he now is looked at as a traitor by some people, mostly people that don't like the Golden State Warriors. And so if it isn't their team, they aren't happy. Well, the problem is with that is Jesus even talked about this. He says, woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. And so if we live a life that with each group, we want everybody to think, hey, they're a good guy, then are we really being real? Because at some point, you'll have to take a stand. I have to take a stand as a father over the years. There were times my kids didn't like decisions that I had to make, but I had to make them because I believed that was the best thing. There's times as a pastor, there's decisions I have to make. In each instance, there are times when somebody has to make a decision, and if the only thing is, I wonder what people will think of me. Wow, what kind of person is that? And so in Oklahoma City, he was fine. Everything was great because he'd win the games and he'd be the hero and he would do stuff. Even on that team, it seemed like Westbrook was getting most of the stuff that would say, man, if they lost, man, Russell Westbrook, he took too many shots or he held on the ball too long. And even if it's true or not, it always seemed like Durant was able to get away with something. Well, now he's got a lot of pressure on him because he's a villain. And he's left that good old boy Sooner State. And now he's going to be with the elite. And it's almost like the team that everybody expects to win. And so he made a decision. He said, my time is now. And so he made a decision and he jumped ship. And that's okay. But the reality is all of the pressure is on him now. And so I want to ask you, when you think about you, what do you want? If you want to be popular, you can be a nice person. And you can try to do everything that makes the group of people happy that you're with. But at some point, are you really being real? And when push comes to shove, you'll find out. I think of our Lord and the weak. At the beginning of the week, they were laying down palm branches and they were saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they were just so worshipful. By Thursday night, he's in a garden and he's being betrayed. And then by Friday, there are people yelling, crucify him. And ultimately, he's put on a cross and dies. And so at some point, even the nicest person, the people would look at Jesus and they go, he's so nice. Well, he wasn't Mr. Rogers. At some point, he was understood. And what he was saying was that I'm God. I'm God in the flesh. Are you going to worship me or not? And so where are you at? Are you real? Are you a real person? And you'll find out if you're consistent and you're the same person in all those different places, at some point, somebody isn't going to like what you say. And that's okay, because sometimes taking a stand for what is right means certain people, certain groups aren't going to like me.